Chapter 3. Sweating Out Our Confessions. A knock at the doorframe of the rec room made Shiro pause and look up. Hunk stood there, looking deeply unhappy. Shiro's stomach twisted nervously, and he reminded himself not to jump to conclusions. Never mind that he'd just told the rest of the team about his condition the other day. It had gone about as well as he expected. There'd been a lot of probing questions, which Shiro had recruited Matt on for the sake of legitimacy, or at least the appearance of it. Lance had wanted to know why Keith had been told first, and since Shiro didn't want to say that Keith was a litmus test when really that wasn't it, he didn't have an answer. He hadn't seen much of Lance since, aside from training and meals. Shiro got the distinct impression he was plotting something. For now, Shiro could only wait and see. Hunk and Pidge had grilled Shiro thoroughly, and neither had seemed very satisfied with his answers. Which was fair, because most of them had been, "I don't know." Shiro hadn't tested any of his limits, really, because he'd spent so much time ignoring it rather than exploring. And there had been the hint of something strained in Hunk's expression for a lot of it. Shiro had hoped it was just the awkward conversation. But maybe not. No. He wasn't going to assume that, even when Hunk looked like he'd really rather run out of the room. If he'd made his team uncomfortable, that was something Shiro needed to face. Simple as that. He'd deal with the consequences and make it work. The universe depended on it, and Shiro didn't have the right or luxury to ask anything else. "Need any help?" Shiro asked when Hunk stayed quiet. Chewing on his bottom lip, Hunk met Shiro's eyes. Then he took a deep breath. "I wanted to apologize." Pausing, Shiro racked his brain for something Hunk had gotten up to that required an apology. Honestly, it had been a quiet couple of days, while they took a series of wormholes to escape a Galra trail. They kept up with their training, but they never stopped anywhere close to populated planets, and certainly never spent long enough to get into trouble. When he came up with nothing, Shiro put aside his pad and his reviews of their latest training. "For what? Honestly, I should be apologizing to you for dumping all that information on you. Before." Hunk's eyes went wide. "What? No! I'm glad you finally told us. I can't believe you all this time. The whole time, and we never knew. I'm not sure if it's more impressive or sad." Sighing, he leaned against the doorframe. "I owe you an apology because I thought the worst of you, and I didn't trust you." When Shiro only blinked in confusion, Hunk looked away. "I heard you and Keith in the showers a few days ago, and as far as we all knew, you and Matt were dating. So I thought, I jumped to some conclusions, and I was mad at you. So I'm sorry. I should have trusted you more." "Oh." Shiro closed his eyes as he realized the implications. That was a perfectly reasonable thing to think, considering what you knew." Considering, Shiro found he wasn't upset. If it had been what Hunk thought, he'd want someone to be mad at him. It would be a shitty thing to do, to sneak around with Keith if he was with Matt. "Actually, I think the weirdest thought of all is Matt and I dating."
"You guys were all touchy," Hunk insisted, shrugging. "What else was I supposed to think? Pidge thought so too. She was mad at you and hadn't said anything."
"Well, shit. Maybe they shouldn't have waited that long to talk." But that meant giving in to Matt even earlier than he had, and Shiro wasn't about to give him the satisfaction. If Matt was going to win an argument, he was going to earn every inch of it. "So, you came to the obvious answer. I'm not mad. It must have been hard to deal with, actually." Hunk slowly relaxed. "You're really not? I'm not sure why, but all right, I'll take it." He offered a small smile, stepping into the room and sitting down next to Shiro. "But I'm glad you weren't cheating on Matt with Keith. The drama alone would have been horrible, and I know you're not the kind of guy to do that."
"Well, apology accepted, if that works better for you," Shiro replied easily. "Is that why you've been quiet the past few days?" Nodding, Hunk colored.
"You noticed that?" "Yeah. Well, it was why I was at first. I was just busy yesterday. I wanted an apology gift."
Shiro's eyes widened. Hunk, you really don't have to do that.
No, I don't. But it's helpful anyway. So if it's not an apology gift, it's a regular present. Can I show you now, or is this a bad time?
Glancing at his pad, Shiro sighed. We've got a couple more days for me to look over it all. So sure, I can look now. But really, I don't want you to feel like you have to do this.
Noted, Hunk replied dryly. I would have done it anyway, so there. But I'll save explanations for when you get it. Come on.
Hunk stood and, after a moment of hesitation, took Shiro's hand in his, warm and large. Shiro chuckled and let Hunk tug him to his feet. All right, let's see it then. Where to?
My workroom, Hunk replied, but he didn't let go of Shiro's hand. Instead, he pulled them along, swinging their joined hands together just slightly.
Shiro wondered if Hunk understood what it did, to feel the press of skin on skin, especially when he could feel the size and weight of him, the power in Hunk's grip. That would be a worrying reaction, except Shiro had been into that long before the Galra had gotten their mitts on him. Opening the door, Hunk activated the lights.
Okay, so, you said you hadn't done anything for your condition before, right? Like, not even by yourself?
Right, Shiro replied carefully. Mostly, I just tried to ignore it or sleep through it.
Hunk sighed. I really wish you'd said something. Like, I get it. If it were me, I'm not sure I'd want to be touched by anyone else ever again. And that's not even talking about how hard it is to explain. I'm glad you did now, but it sucks you went so long without anyone noticing.
Shrugging, Shiro gave him a small smile. I'm really not in the habit of explaining about things.
I know, Hunk replied,
so soft that Shiro looked away.
But that means you don't really have anything to help you now, even when you've shared. And it's not like you can shop online for your favorite phallus in space. I mean, okay, maybe you can, but not on a website we know about. So, I figured I'd help.
And with that, Hunk moved to the table and opened a box. When he lifted the lid, the sides opened up as well and unfolded like bleacher seats, revealing many smaller compartments within. Inside were a variety of objects, most of them distinctly phallic. Hunk had built him what was probably the most high-tech sex toys ever. Mouth open, Shiro stared at the first item to catch his attention. Judging by the shape and width, it was probably a butt plug. And most of it was black, except for the base, which was bright yellow. The implications of that sent lightning down Shiro's spine, and he had to take a few deep breaths to get himself back under control.
Hunk, you...
He stepped closer, running his fingers over the plug. It was made from what felt like some kind of plastic, but with give when Shiro pressed down. I can't believe you went to all this trouble. Shrugging, Hunk watched him sadly. Consider it making up for all those months of suffering. You should have had something like this from the start, even if you didn't want us. Shiro's head whipped up. I wanted you, he blurted, meeting Hunk's eyes. I wanted you badly, but I never wanted to put you in the position where you had to turn down the sexual advances of your CO. Something in Hunk's expression seemed to give.
Oh, you didn't?
Then his lips curled up. I guess we should have figured it was something like that.
You really?
Shiro stepped forward, pulled by the vulnerable note in Hunk's voice. I wanted you, and it wasn't because of the changes. It made it harder to ignore, and I spent a lot of time forcing myself not to think about it. But I would have wanted you all anyway. He smiled, a rueful pull of his lips. I wasn't exactly virginal when I went on the Kiraberos mission.
So what about now? Hunk replied. I know you said you were open, but tell me if it was being polite, okay?
His hand came up, resting on Shiro's cheek. He leaned into the hot touch automatically.
If you're good with who you have and you don't really want to do more, but you didn't want to hurt our feelings, say so now.
Rather than reply verbally, Shiro leaned forward and kissed Hunk. Pulling back, he offered him a smile. I'm open. Mentally, emotionally, physically too, but... Shiro closed his eyes. I've been spending too much time with Matt. Okay, I'm actually begging you. Shut me up and give me more people to spend time with so I'm not in a room with him. Hunk laughed. That I can do. He kissed Shiro back, then peppered kisses along the line of his jaw. And if we're doing this, it's a great time to try out a couple of these and let me know what you think. I had to improvise a little, so I'd be curious to see how well it works.
Good plan. Very time efficient. Shiro offered him a grin, and then peered into the box again. There's a lot to choose from, though. It'd take a while for me to familiarize myself with all of them. I suppose you should pick some to test.
Licking his lips, Hunk's head bobbed up and down.
Yeah, good point.
He wrapped his arm around Chiro's waist, holding him close as he perused through his creations. First, he pulled out a nicely sized dildo, colored gray. It was astonishingly detailed, from the curves to the veins. I want to see this one first.
Glancing between it and Hunk, Shiro considered.
Hunk, where did you get the model for this?
Hunk grinned.
Well, I wasn't going to ask anyone else to scan their penis in, was I? That'd be weird. That's me.
Staring at the dildo, Shiro's mouth watered. God, he wanted that in his mouth. It looked like it would settle perfectly on his tongue and slide in deep, but not more than Shiro could take, like a lot of dildos.
Shiro clenched tightly automatically and ignored the way he could feel his underwear getting damp. But then he imagined taking it into his mouth while Hunk fucked him with the original, and the heat in his stomach sparked into something he couldn't shake from his mind. When he glanced over, Hunk was watching Shiro's changing expressions in open fascination.
Are you not hiding anymore? Or were we completely oblivious? He asked, voice rough and breathy.
Shiro licked his lips, considering it, and Hunk's eyes followed the movement with unexpected intensity.
Not hiding, he admitted.
And it was such a relief. One less thing to worry about. A constant stress he could just let go and not worry about. And that wasn't even touching the symptoms.
Taking a step forward, Hunk folded Shiro in a hug. At first, Shiro paused, shifting so his mouth was against Hunk's neck to kiss and suck. He wasn't sure what Hunk was trying to start with the contact. But then Hunk's fingers rubbed against the short hairs on the back of Shiro's neck, massaging, and the contact was nice, but now that he was getting relief, not every brush of skin felt so sexual. Instead, this was just soothing, comforting. Shiro relaxed all at once, nuzzling in.
No more hiding, Hunk repeated softly. Then he paused.
Well, I suppose some, like on missions, but not with just us. No more hiding from your team.
Shiro smiled. I promise.
Good, Hunk replied, still petting. He kept that up until Shiro was completely melted against him, trusting and soft. Then he turned to kiss him.
Want to keep looking?
Eyes closed contentedly. Shiro nodded.
Yeah, we still have testing to do.
Hunk chuckled.
True. All right, here. I could show you some of the accessories as well. The sex toys themselves are probably pretty self-explanatory, but those need some instruction.
He pulled away, pressing a quick kiss to Shiro's cheek. Then he moved back to the box and dug out something about the same width of the dildo. It was perfectly round, and when Hunk picked up both, they clicked together easily at the base. Tilting his head, Shiro tried to figure out what that could do. As far as he could tell, it made the fake cock 2 inches longer, with one wide white stripe.
It makes it a vibrator? Shiro guessed.
Nah, the blue one makes them vibrators, Hunk replied. This one's a little different. I think I have to show you.
He looked around, then wheeled over a table and locked it into place. He threw a blanket over it, then patted it.
This'll be easier if you're bent over.
Heat bubbling up again, predictable and unstoppable as Old Faithful, Shiro undid his pants and pushed them down over the curve of his ass. Then he leaned over and held onto the edge. But something about the situation made Shiro's arousal flag. It took a moment to realize what. Matt's office had been purposefully decked out to look like a generic doctor's office on Earth, down to the fake wood tabletops and lighting. Shiro's room was a relatively safe space. The bathroom of the castle was just a bathroom. Leaning over a table in a workroom, surrounded by objects he didn't really understand the purpose of, well, that was an inch too far in the wrong direction. Hunk, Shiro called, glancing over his shoulder. Can you change the lights? Pausing, Hunk nodded. Oh, sure, no problem. A press of a button later, and the lights changed to the pale yellow they favored when working on his arm. That good, or you need anything else changed? I can break out the pillows. No, that's good. The lighting was an elegant solution, and Shiro was still pleased they'd come up with it. The nearly sunshine color made the room look completely different, and cast everything in enough light that there were no corners he couldn't clearly see. It wouldn't be enough for a flashback, but for the vague, creeping discomfort, it was a balm. Hunk pet down Shiro's spine through his shirt, seeming to be checking in. Shiro rolled with the movement, like a cat arching into being stroked. That earned him a chuckle. You want out of your clothes? I'm under the impression that this can get a little messy. I'm gonna be honest. I was about a minute from soaking through my pants anyway. It's a lost cause. And as long as I can spread my legs, I'm good. The moan behind him echoed through the room. God damn, Shiro! Hunk murmured. You're gonna kill me! Hunk's hand settled on the small of his back, and then he traced one finger down over his tailbone and between Shiro's cheeks. Then he paused. You weren't kidding. Holy shit. I really wasn't, Shiro replied, voice strained. Just feeling the heat of Hunk's hand against his hole was making him want to buck back. He held on tighter, restraining himself as best he could, though he could feel more slick oozing out. Hunk let out another groan and fumbled for the dildo. Okay, right, let's get you ready. He paused for just a moment, giving Shiro time for an objection, then slid a finger in. It sank in immediately, and Shiro groaned and rocked back on it. Shiro, do you not need stretching anymore? Hunk asked, voice breathy. Shiro smiled down at the table. Not really. That'd be kind of a design flaw, wouldn't it? His tone had been light, but there was a moment of silence, and then Hunk leaned down and pressed a kiss to the back of Shiro's neck. You're worth being taken care of. Shiro smiled down at the table. Thank you. But then he paused. Though really, skipping the stretching isn't something I mind. If anything, taking several long minutes to finger Shiro with the intention of preparing him instead of pleasuring him sounded like a recipe for frustration. All right, Hunk replied, voice still soft. In that case... Something blunt pressed against Shiro's hole. He groaned and arched back, trying to press it in farther. But Hunk tugged it back playfully. Whining, Shiro pressed back on his hands, stretching as far as he could. But Hunk just pulled the dildo back the rest of the way and gently smacked Shiro in the ass with it. Ah, come on, let me get this right. Yeager? There was a hint of laughter to Hunk's voice. Shiro grumbled but subsided. He wondered where his trademark patience went when his pants were off. Then again, maybe too much patience was a design flaw too. Finally, the head pressed against Shiro's hole again, and this time it pressed in. Hunk took his sweet time pushing the toy in with painful slowness. When Shiro tried to buck back again, Hunk grabbed onto his hips and held him still. Soon, Shiro started to tremble because he could feel every centimeter of the dildo pressing him open. Each little twist as Hunk adjusted his grip, feel how the fat head of it nudged against the glands, not quite close enough to really get at what Shiro needed, so close and delicious, getting so deep. And then finally, it bottomed out. Shiro was slammed back into awareness of the rest of his body as he heaved with each breath. He'd broken out into a sweat, and his bangs were sticking to his forehead. The sudden snap back to reality left him feeling lightheaded, or maybe that was just because he was breathing so hard. Shushing him gently, Hunk let go of the toy and instead ran his fingers down Shiro's inner thighs. It was a gentle touch, barely more than the pads of his fingers, and Shiro could feel them making lines through the slick. You're so wet from this, Hunk murmured, voice awed. You want me to clean you up? A whimper was the only reply he got. Shiro heard Hunk shift, and then there was a tongue right where his ass became thigh. He lapped with methodical care, cleaning every inch and humming in consideration. It doesn't taste too bad, Hunk told him, and Shiro could feel the hot puff of air from each word. Every T sound made him try and buck, but the grip on his hips still held him down. Next time we're stuck with the goo, I might have to come eat you out to get this taste out of my mouth. I'd much prefer falling asleep with that on my tongue. Holy shit. Shiro whined, his eyes rolling back as the mental image swam behind his eyes. With the same unstoppable force as his flashbacks, Hunk in his bed, spreading Shiro's legs wide as he sucked and nipped and licked every drop that came out, then moving up to wrap his lips around the source. When Shiro blinked his way back to reality again, Hunk had reached where Shiro's pants were still bunched, sucking at the fabric and sliding his tongue between it and his thigh. You're trembling, Hunk told him, a note of teasing in his voice. Are you cold? Yeah, Shiro replied, voice rough and scraping through his throat. It was a physical effort to say anything that wasn't a moan. Best warm me up. Friction would be good. Hunk laughed. Oh, man, I think we've all spent too much time around Lance. He's rubbing off on us. He paused, then snickered. Or he'll be rubbing off on you soon. Letting go of the table, Shiro clapped his hand over his mouth to stifle a laugh. We'll see about that. He's been scarce recently. Are you kidding? I know that for a fact. He used to have a poster of you on the ceiling of our room. Hunk paused, the silence suddenly guilty. You didn't hear that, damn it. Biting his bottom lip, Shiro tilted his head. What? I didn't catch that last thing. Hunk sighed. Thanks. All right, I should probably stop teasing, if you're gonna be nice. He stood and retrieved a pad. You're not allowed to touch this right now, because that's more fun, but I want you to see how to control it so you can do it by yourself later. He pulled up a program and two settings blinked at them. One read speed and the other depth. Okay, speed is on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 obviously being the fastest, and the depth is by inches. It won't go more than 8 to be safe. Blinking, Shiro stared down at it, then looked up at Hunk. You're going to have to give me more context here. Oh, you'll get it in a second. Don't you worry. I'm enjoying watching you figure it out. Now, let's set the speed to something slow for now, but we'll go nice and deep instead. Hunk set the speed dial to 2 and the depth to 6. Ready? As he'd ever be, without knowing the plan. Shiro nodded and braced himself, not sure at all what to expect. Hunk pressed the button, and inside of him, the toy moved. It didn't just vibrate or expand like Shiro had half expected. It pressed in deep, and then retreated until it was barely an inch inside. Then it repeated. It fucked him. Hunk had built a portable fucking machine. And when that thought struck, Shiro's brain went on vacation. Crying out, Shiro bucked back against the toy like there was something to fuck himself on. It made no difference to the toy, and no matter how much he clenched and shifted and sobbed, it continued to drill him at the same controlled, slow pace. A hand slid under his chest, pushing until Shiro had no choice but to straighten up. Hunk stepped closer, until he was flush against Shiro's side, and his mouth found Shiro's earlobe to suck. The toy didn't falter or change from the new position, continuing to fuck Shiro's brains out. I figured this would be good for when you don't feel like dealing with someone, Hunk told him, voice husky. Or maybe just when you feel like it. It stays in well, doesn't it? I was thinking of all the places you could use it while I was making it. Thinking about you standing in training, trying to keep your face stern with this in, knowing my cock is fucking you stupid, and you're not showing it at all, still trying to lead. And damn Hunk, because he seemed to have picked up the same thing Shiro's brain had, and it didn't matter about the logistics of the fantasy.
but it could still completely overwhelm Shiro and leave him a groaning wreck. His hands found Hunk's shoulders, desperately needing the extra support. Couldn't hide it. Feels too good. You managed for months, Hunk reminded him mercilessly. Or is my cock that good in you, even when it's not the real thing? Is it driving you that crazy? Do you love my cock that much? God damn! Yes, Hiro groaned. He put more of his weight on Hunk's shoulders and finally shifted out of his pants. Then he lifted one leg, resting the knee on the table, and it spread his legs, and Hunk was almost holding him up more than Shiro's legs were, and it didn't affect the toy at all, but it felt better to Shiro to be able to be open wide while he was fucked deeply, like he was easily accessed. Hunk's hand smoothed down Shiro's back, soothing him when he sobbed. You look so pretty like this, nice and needy. I love being able to help you, and I love how well my present works. Taking a deep breath, Shiro tried to still the way his whole body was shaking, and the way his mouth hung open and his tongue wanted to slide out into a pant like a bitch in heat. He picked his head up, knowing his face was flushed and his eyes were filled with moisture. A Hunk, he begged from deep in his chest. Please, please. Please what? Hunk asked so damn gently. You just have to ask. We'll give you anything you want. Just please ask. What did Shiro want? He wanted to come, obviously. He wanted the toy to stop teasing him and pick up speed. He wanted Hunk. He wanted Hunk. Need to suck you, Shiro rasped. Please, please, please. Need it so much. Need you in my mouth since we started. Been thinking about it. Hunk's breath caught. Yeah. Oh God, yes. Anything you want, Shiro. Can you bend back over the table? All the way across so your head's at the end? Just need you to do that for me, then you can have it. Nodding jerkily, Shiro scrambled for the table. He didn't put his leg down, instead shifting his thigh so his shin hung over the side. It felt too right to be spread open to give that up, but he was plenty flexible enough to do that and balance with his toes on the other foot while leaning over and bracing himself on his arms. He'd never thought that this table was perfectly crotch height before. Shiro doubted he'd ever think of it any other way. Moving in front of him, Hunk undid his pants. His cock sprung free. The perfect carbon copy of the one still leisurely fucking Shiro, if a different color. Mouth watering, Shiro leaned forward and sucked at the base. The salty taste rang through him like a bell, satisfying something deep in his stomach. And he wanted more. Hunk's hand found Shiro's hair as he leaned forward even harder and started to press sucking kisses like a wild thing. Sticking out his tongue, he lapped around the balls, taking deep, satisfied breaths of Hunk's musk. Shiro, Hunk groaned, petting through his hair. Come on, lovely. Want you higher. You wanted me in your mouth, didn't you? Oh, yes, Shiro did. Glancing up, he caught Hunk's gaze, with his own fever-bright eyes. Then he shifted enough to take the head in his mouth. For a moment, he suckled, eyes rolling back as he enjoyed the bitter, bright taste of Hunk's pre-cum. Then he started to slide down, down and down and down, until Hunk's cock was slipping into his throat and settling there. That was another thing that might have worried Shiro if he hadn't been fine with it before he went on the Kiroberos mission. Frankly, it was a good thing Shiro had been a bit of a slut before. Otherwise, this would be much worse. Now he could just choose to believe his natural inclinations had just been enhanced. Holy shit! Hunk's eyes widened in delighted surprise, and Shiro would have smiled if his mouth wasn't busy with other things. You... oh, fuck! His fingers grabbed at Shiro's bangs, the only hair long enough to hold onto, and he gave a tiny buck, shifting himself in Shiro's throat. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Meeting his eyes again, Shiro raised one brow in unspoken question. For what? Then he closed his eyes and worked his throat like he was trying to swallow. Hopefully Hunk would get the message. That throat fucking wasn't a problem. For a moment, Hunk stilled as he processed. "You're gonna kill me," he muttered, and then shifted his weight. His free hand came around to Shiro's chin, supporting his head and neck. One finger ran along Shiro's throat, no doubt feeling the tension from where the muscles were working around his cock. Then he pulled back, just half an inch, and rocked back in, testing the waters. Shiro closed his eyes in bliss. It felt right to be filled on both ends, satisfying on a level that blazed past physical and settled deep in his psyche. When he glanced back up again, Hunk was watching him, face flushed and eyes full of awe. "Shiro," he murmured, soft and near reverent. And this was why Shiro loved doing this, besides how good it felt to be fucked out of his head, especially given what lived there. But he could make a person feel so good and get satisfied for it as well. Shiro might not have chosen this if it hadn't been for the way his hand was forced, but now that he was here, he could enjoy the ride. "Heh." "I'm not gonna last," Hunk said, shuddering. "God, just watching you has been..." His hand tightened on Shiro's jaw as he continued to work in and out, remarkably gentle considering he was fucking Shiro's throat. Closing his eyes again, Shiro just relaxed, content to wait. It wasn't like he'd be caught by surprise. And he wasn't, because Hunk groaned roughly, the hand in Shiro's hair tightening just as he came. When Hunk pulled out, Shiro coughed to clear his airways, and the cum dripped past his lips and down his chin, dripping onto the blanket. Hunk's thumb swiped through the mess, then pressed it back up into Shiro's mouth. He lapped it up contentedly, feeling Hunk's heated gaze on the top of his head. Meanwhile, the dildo continued to fuck Shiro, slow and delicious and not nearly, remotely enough. Once Shiro's mouth was clean, Hunk pulled his hand back and smiled at him. "Ready for me?" "Finally," Shiro breathed, with such open relief that Hunk chuckled. Reaching for the pad, he turned up the speed, one slow notch at a time. Shiro slumped forward, ass up and presented as the toy finally got up to a speed that was close to what he needed. The way the toy was built meant the base didn't shift, plugging Shiro's hole, while some slick still managed to slip out. Between the angle of Shiro's body and the imperfect seal, he swore he could feel the slick sloshing and building inside of him. A hum surprised him, and Shiro glanced up to see Hunk watching him with satisfied amusement. "Better?" When Shiro nodded, the smile turned into something like a smirk. "You sure? What if I..." Then he turned the speed setting from 5 to 8. The toy started to fuck harder than any human had ever managed with Shiro. It went deep, but pulled out quickly, and fucked back in at full force. Shiro sobbed from it, biting down on the blanket and fucking himself uselessly against the air. He had nearly forgotten about his own cock, since the pleasure of the toy driving itself in was so overwhelming. Stepping away, Hunk walked around the table, each step slow and deliberate, like he was taking his time and enjoying the sight. The angle isn't quite right, I don't think. What if I..." A hand took hold of the base of the toy and shoved on it. Then it was scraping his glands with every pass. Shiro whited out and came. The toy didn't stop. Cum striping over Shiro's stomach, he dropped onto the blanket and sobbed, staring unseeingly at the rest of Hunk's workroom. He couldn't hear, couldn't think about anything when each second new sparks shot through his brain and blanked out everything. Distantly, he realized his cheeks were wet with tears, and that his mouth was open and he was mouthing in mindless, instinctive need. Shiro had no idea how long that continued. His sense of time was lost in the pleasure. Finally, notch by notch, the toy slowed, and its thrusts became more shallow, until it was totally still inside him. Even once that happened, Shiro stayed utterly limp on the table. He was completely wrecked, destroyed from the brain out. A hand on his head made him blink, bringing him back to the moment. "You okay there?"
Hunk asked softly. He brushed Shiro's bangs off of his face. Can you sit up for me? I'm gonna get that out of you, and I want you to have something to drink. You're gonna get dehydrated from all this. Nodding slowly, barely registering the request, Shiro shoved himself up by his arms, until his torso was at least up. His body trembled with the effort. Luckily, Hunk sat down next to him on the table and wrapped his arms around Shiro, helping to hold him upright. Now that Shiro wasn't resting his weight on his hands, he could take the glass Hunk pressed into them, and he sipped slowly. Okay, Hunk murmured. His hand came down Shiro's still clothed back and paused right above his ass. Ready for it to come out? Shiro nodded. Careful. Hunk kissed his temple. I'll be gentle. But before Shiro could grasp what he meant and correct him, Hunk pulled out the toy. Shiro gushed. Everything that had been stoppered inside flowing out all at once, instantly soaking Hunk's hand and the blanket under Shiro. Gasping, Hunk fumbled the toy and grabbed onto more of the blanket, shoving it under to absorb it all. Shoot! Warned you, Shiro managed, still leaning against him. Hunk grumbled because Shiro had, but not particularly well. Finally, with most of the blanket bundled into a ball, he gave up and brought his hand to Shiro's mouth. Want a taste? Considering for a moment, Shiro dipped his head forward and lapped over Hunk's finger. It tasted like skin, basically. Salty, boring, but not offensive. It wasn't too bad, honestly. Content with his sample, Shiro flopped back down. Hunk wiped his hand on the blanket and pressed his cheek to Shiro's temple. Thank you, Shiro murmured, voice still ragged. He'd spent a lot of time groaning and crying out, especially at the end. For the gifts. Hunk chuckled. I'm not sure it even counts, since I'll be playing with them too. But you're very welcome. I'm glad I could help. And I'm still sorry. Snorting, Shiro nuzzled into Hunk's neck. No need. Shush. Fine, fine. Hunk relaxed, a soft, sturdy presence for Shiro to doze against. Want me to get you back to your room? Shiro considered. In a minute. I'm happy here. Unless you have a project? No, this is fine. You can stay. As long as you like. And hey, if you want later, there's more to show you. Smiling, Shiro took a deep breath. He didn't leave Hunk's workroom for a long time.